Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Precious and heavenly Father, once again we come to you as humbly as we know how to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. We thank you for life, for strength, health, wisdom, and understanding. We thank you for waking us up this morning to this beautiful day, hot and beautiful. But we thank you, God, because you saw fit to spare our lives to see this day, to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord God, to worship on you, Lord God. Nobody but you could do such a thing, Lord God. We thank you. We honor and adore you, Lord God. Lord God, I want to thank a special prayer for my pastor, Apostle R.D. Wiggins, that you healed him during his surgery. You got the surgeon's hands, Lord God, that they could go and fix whatever that was broken, Lord God. I ask now, Lord God, that you continue to wrap your loving arms around him and continue to guide him in the way that you would have him to go, Lord God. Bless his wife, Nadine Wiggins, Lord God. Wrap your loving arms around her. Guide her in the way that you would have her to go, Lord God. Give her the strength and the happiness and joy and peace, knowing that her husband will be all right. And Lord God, we thank you for all that you are doing, Lord, in their lives, Lord God. We thank you for healing him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Now, Lord God, we ask that you let his recovery be the same. Let your will be done, not our will, but your will be done, Lord God. In this matter, we ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who died on the cross for our sins and rose again that we may have eternal life through him, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, Lord God, to lead us in the way that you would have us to go, and to let your will be done in our lives, not our will, but your will be done, Lord God. We thank you, we love you, we praise your holy name, we honor and adore you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come glory, God is worthy.
Amen. Praise be to God. A thanksgiving prayer. A thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer. Let us pray. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. And at this time, I will play another selection. Because right now, we are all living for him. Praise God.
I live for you.
Take my
Bible, through teachers and through friends. And Father, you speak to us through that still small voice that warns us when we stray from your will. In these quiet moments and throughout the day, show us your plan for our life, Lord, that we might serve you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Have you ever been have bitterness put distance between you and God? In Proverbs 10 and 12 in the CSB tells us, hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers all offenses. Are you mired in the quicksand of bitterness or regret? If so, it's time to free yourself from the miry. The world holds few, if any, rewards for those who remain angrily focused upon the past. Still, the act of forgiveness is difficult for all but the most saintly men and women. Being frail, fallible, imperfect human beings, most of us are quick to anger, quick to blame, slow to forgive, and even slower to forget. Yet we know that it's best to forgive others just as we too have been forgiven. If there exists even one person, including yourself, against whom you still harbor bitter feelings, it's time to forgive and move on. Amen? Bitterness and regret are not part of God's plan for you, for me, for any human. But God won't force you to forgive others. It's a job that only you can finish. And the sooner you finish it, the better off you will be. Forgiveness is the key that unlocks the door of resentment and the handcuffs of hate. It is a power that breaks the chains of bitterness and the shackles of selfishness. Bitterness is a spiritual cancer, a rapid growing malignancy that can consume your life. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Bitterness cannot be ignored, but must be healed at the very core, and only Christ can heal bitterness. Amen? Praise be to God. Grudges are like hand grenades. It is wise to release them before they destroy you. Glory to God. Sin is any deed or memory that hampers or binds human personality. Let me give you this thought for today. You can never fully enjoy the present if you're bitter about the past. Hear me well. You could never enjoy the present if you are bitter about the past. Instead of living in the past, make peace with it and move on. To God be the glory. Here's what Ephesians 4 and 31 through 32 from the CSB Bible tells us about bitterness. It says, all bitterness, anger and wrath, insults and slanders must be removed from you, along with all wickedness. And be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. Even James 3 and 16 in the CSB says, for where envy and selfish ambitions exist, there is disorder and every kind of evil. Let's go to Proverbs 14 and 10 in the New King James Version says, the heart knows its own bitterness, and a stranger does not share its joy. And Romans 12 and 19 from the MSG also tells us that don't insist on getting even. That's not for you to do. I'll do the judging, says God. I'll take care of it. Not you. God will take care of it. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, free us from anger and bitterness. When we are angry, we cannot feel the peace that you intended for our life. When we are bitter, we cannot sense your presence. Keep us mindful that forgiveness is your commandment. Let us turn away from bitterness and instead claim the spiritual abundance that you offer through the gift of your Son. In his name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I wanted to share that with you because in today's society, there is so much anger and bitterness. That is not God's way. We, as Christian sisters and brothers, should share our love and affection to others, not tear them down. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. And this selection is entitled, In the Morning, It Will Be All Right, by our very own Apostle R.D. Wiggins. Praise God. I hope you enjoyed this selection.
You might be in a place in your life where all you see is the color gray, and the future looks dark and dreary. It's just like a dark cloud came over the earth and covered the land with fog. But there's one thing I want you to know. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And it was good. Let me tell you about it.
There were many times in my life when I felt like I was all by myself and I needed an answer from the Lord. There were many times when I had nobody to turn to, but the Lord. So I decided to give him a try. I had to call on him,
call on him,
pleaded with the Lord to heal,
call on him,
down on my knees, I called on him, hey,
call on him.
All of a sudden, I heard a voice singing deep down inside. Trials and tribulations and your heavy laden burden. Jesus said, cast your cares upon me and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You might feel like you're being tried, just trying to stand the test of time. But let me tell you one thing, the God I serve is able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power of his riches and glory that work in us. All you have to do is make Jesus Lord of your life. Come on, let's pray about it. All you gotta do is call on him.
Call on him.
Sometimes you gotta call on him. Hey!
Call on him.
Him pleading, Lord, we'll hear your cry.
Call on him.
You gotta call him. Wake deep down inside. He's saying,
it will be
alright. God, come on, find a way.
Devotional message, amen, which is entitled Extended of Blessings. Okay, praise be to God. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Isaiah 30 and 18, and it says, "The Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. Your behavior doesn't determine your relationship with God, but if it often determines the degree to which he can bless you, take the case of the young woman who was very angry that a bank having given her a loan she wanted. I need that money, she insisted. If I go into default on my house and car, it's the bank's fault. She refused to accept that she had terrible credit and was too great a risk for the bank. Her lack of funds wasn't the bank's fault. It was hers because of unhealthy financial habits. Amen? Likewise, there will be times you have such destructive habits and behaviors that God cannot bless you. However, if you accept responsibility for your sins and their related consequences, you can turn them, you can then turn to the Lord and ask him to help you change the patterns of behavior that are undermining your well-being. You can say to God, please, help me not to do that again. Show me how to walk in your ways. Give me the courage and strength to obey you so my life can improve. The Lord always honors that kind of prayer. Amen. So take responsibility and let him transform you into a vessel for blessing. Ooh, thank you, God. Thank you. I pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Extent of blessing. An extent of blessings. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, teach us to walk in your ways and transform our life In your name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our devotional message for this evening. And at this time, I will play another selection.
Escapes my mind, the grace you've shown towards me. I just can't believe how you never turned away when I pushed you far away. You're the light that breathes through me. Now I've been set free.
There are no words to
right. Wrong seems to follow me. I still can't believe how you never let me go, how you never lost your hope. You keep proving your love to me.
Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another 3-Hour Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will come and bring us a word from the Lord this evening. Amen. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us mightily with a word from God. Amen. Praise God. So at this time, I will play another selection. I feel like going to higher ground. Hallelujah.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
Jesus, praise your holy name, Father. Dear Lord, when the quickening pace of life leaves us with little time for worship, or for praise. Help us to reorder our priorities. When the demands of the day leaves us distracted and discouraged, let us turn to Jesus for the peace that only he can give. And then, when we have accepted the spiritual abundance that is ours through Christ, let us share his message and his love with all who cross our path. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you
Let me be a woman who counts her blessings, and let me be your faithful servant as I give praise to the giver of all good things. You have richly blessed my life. Lord, let me, in turn, be a blessing to all those who cross my path, and may the glory be yours forever. Amen, amen, and amen. And we have 3 minutes and 55 seconds before our speaker arrives. So in the meantime, I will play another selection. Praise God.
And answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve thunder. You said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said, that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have love.
your glorious love remains. Praise be to God. Dear Lord, thank you for the gift of your Son Jesus, my personal Savior. Let me be a worthy disciple of Christ, and let me be ever grateful for his love. I offer my life to you, Lord, so that I might live according to your commandments and according to your plan. I will praise you always as I give thanks for your Son and for your everlasting love. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play another selection. Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You are so awesome, God. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. It's a blessed day.
You know what? It definitely is.
Yes.
It is
absolutely.
A blessed day. Mm. Yeah, that's how you greet one another.
Come on now.
You don't greet each other going, oh, girl, let me tell you about the day I had. No, let me tell you about my day. No,
you
greet each other encouraging one another.
Yes.
Come on
thank
now.
You, Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah.
Evangelist Hilda didn't even let me get it out my mouth. She said, it's a blessed day. Don't you even try to say nothing negative, because I'm here to tell you it is still a blessed day.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. Mm-hmm. I know that God is saying that's how you greet one another.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, you know, I don't think we realize when we do it that way, we're really glorifying God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
If we recognize the fact that when we do that, that mm-hmm. we're glorifying God, we would do it more often. Come on now.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes, we
because number one, when you know you done been through all kind of crap this day, and you look at somebody and say, my goodness, it's a blessed day today.
Yes.
You
Lord.
Are.
Thank you.
My goodness. What you're doing is you're looking back at Satan going, nan. That's what you're doing. Because he
yes.
knows he done jacked you up for this day.
Mm-hmm.
And you still sitting there glorifying God. You say, oh, it's a blessing. Oh, it's a, my goodness, this day has been so good. And Satan is going, now I know we threw some things at her today.
Yes.
What is this she doing? And you praising God, because when you praise God and you know you've been going through, you are glorifying your Father, because you letting others know it does not matter what I'm going through. He's still God.
Yes. So
come on now.
Praise
my goodness, Lord of God. Mm. So you're looking back. You know how we used to do it. I don't know about the rest of y'all. But what we used to do to kids when they be laughing at you because you can't get no ice cream, you on welfare, you can't get no ice cream, you get, and you looking at them going, I just get some ice cream. I just don't want no ice cream. You know darn well you couldn't get no ice cream. You ain't had bit of money. You did not have no money, and your mama had too many kids to get you some ice cream. And so they tease you. And then all of a sudden, you know, you look, you don't even want to ask your mother, because you know your mother's going, I got six girls and one boy. I ain't got no money for no ice cream. So you don't ask her. What you do is you go close enough. Oh, Lord Jesus. You go close enough so she can see that pitiful look on your face.
Yes,
Lord. And she said, what's wrong with you? Nothing. What's wrong with you, girl?
Nothing.
You better tell me what's wrong with you. No, they were just laughing at me because I couldn't get no ice cream. And nothing. Ain't that wrong? They were just laughing at me. That's all. But that's okay because I get ice cream. And your mama. Your mama looking at you going, and she think I'm that stupid. Not
yes.
to know that she's upset because she wanted that ice cream.
Amen.
And so you walking away real slow. You ain't walking fast because you trying to get
Ooh, Lord,
you trying to get her
Jesus.
A chance to look at her pocketbook to see if she got the 30 cents. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Did you hear what I said? 30 cents. How long ago was that? So you walking away. You walking away real slow, trying to get her a chance to see if in the bottom of her purse she got 30 cents. But see, in your little mind, Kathy, you was hoping
that she
could find 30 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Watch this. You was hoping she could find 30 cents in your little pea brain. But in her mind, she wasn't looking for 30 cents. She was looking for $1.50 because she couldn't get one. Oh, my goodness. Y'all really hit it. She couldn't get one and not get the other.
Testify.
Come on now.
Testify.
So in her mind, if I...
You flip yourself on mute. Unmute yourself.
He said,
we're not hearing you, Pastor Kathy.
God, glory. He said, they still don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if all of us are standing there and all of us been doing the same things, your Father, which art in heaven, is going to bless all of you.
Amen.
He's going to bless all of you. And you look and go, oh, my goodness, God, you done slapped me in the face because you came through the back door because that was Kathy. You look and say, why Billy getting blessed? What's Sandra doing? What? Sandra got blessed too? Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Oh, what? Carol got blessed too? What? And you saying, what about my blessing? this is too funny. Okay. Now, let me tell you this. So my mother, who reaches in her purse, and she sees $2 and change, that means I can get all my kids an ice cream. All six of my girls is getting ready to get an ice cream, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now what she does is, because I'm the only one standing there, y'all better hear this in the spirit. She gives me the 30 cents. She goes, here, gal, go get yourself some ice cream. So I'm running, trying to catch the truck. Hold on. Hold on. I don't even realize that the truck ain't going that fast because he don't want to miss out on no customers.
Exactly.
I'm thinking he moving real fast. So I start zooming, but he ain't going fast.
Mm.
Not at all. So I catch up to her. I go, I wanna. And he goes, slow down. It's okay. What do you want? I wanna, give me an Italian cup. I wanna cup of ice cream because see, I want mine to last long. So he gives me the ice cream, right? And I turn around and I'm coming back, and I look to the side and I see the person that was going, Hey, you can get no ice cream. They done dropped theirs. Ooh, that's
good stuff.
I walk by them, and they looking all crazy because somehow they dropped theirs.
Oh, no. And
I'm looking, and I go, oh, you dropped your ice cream? I don't want to drop mine.
Okay.
I hold on to that cup real tight.
Mm-hmm.
But the moral of the story is that my mama gave me the money because I came up to her. to get the money, right? So the other sisters, you know, we got radar. My sisters got radar. They way across the yard. They turn around. Get the guy ice cream. They way across the yard with them antennas that went up, but they know cat that got ice cream. So here they are flooding over to my mama. And before they could say anything, she go, here, girl, here. Because she already know they're coming.
Exactly.
Because she knows that her kids is knowing Ma is not going to bless one and not the other. So they come running for theirs. And they don't say anything. It's just handing one, and they all sitting down the truck. But, of course, we always got one little last sister taking her time, acting like she don't really want it. But she wanted just as bad as we do. But she's taking her time to get to my mother, and finally she gets there. My mother gives her the 30 cents, and she going to get hers. Do you see what I just said?
Yes.
Watch this. My mother gave it to me first because I was the first one to approach her. The others saw me with the ice cream and they came a running. So when they got to my mother, she already had, oh my goodness, good of God, she already had theirs ready for them, gave it to them, they went on, and there was one straddler sister. She taking her time like she don't really want the ice cream. But when she got to my mother, she got her 30 cents. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
We don't all, my goodness, here it is right here. We don't all go to God at the
same time. Amen.
Okay?
Yes.
It looks like we do, but we don't.
No, we don't.
Okay? Because I might go a little quicker than you. You might go a little quicker than me. Whatever. We don't all go to him the same time. But guess what? Whenever you get to him for yours, he has it ready. Come on now.
That's
good stuff.
Very good. Amen.
So Captain, she done ran up to God real quick. And he go, here, Captain, here go your job. And then the others, they going, wait a minute, Captain don't even live in the town. How she get a job? And they come running, Lord, what am I? And he go, here you go. You say you need a place to stay. Here's your deposit. And they go, oh, my goodness, glory to God. So they walking away, got what they needed. And the others, they go, wait a minute. God bless. Stephen, God bless. John, God bless. Sally. And then they go, Lord God. And he drops theirs down. Why? Because we don't all go to him at the same time. We all, no matter when we go to him, we all get what we need. Come on now.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
So just like when I went to my mother, and I'm going to get to this word real quick. Just like when I went to my mother, the others, they was over there dancing to the music, because at that time they used to have music in the park. They were there dancing to the music. And I'm looking for the ice cream. My mother gives me the money after she sees she has enough for everybody. I get mine, I go. The others, they turn around, they see I got, they come. So normally, God has your blessing. He has your blessing waiting on you to come and get it.
That's right.
Yeah. My mother knew it was hot out there. She knew all them kids was running to that get ice cream and stuff, but she wasn't going to track us down to give us the money.
Exactly.
If you want it, you will come and get it. My goodness, glory to God. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God.
Thank you
for all you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Thank you, God, for never, ever, ever giving up on us. Thank you, God, that no matter when we come to you, you always have what we need.
Yes,
my goodness, glory to God.
Amen.
And
hallelujah.
We say thank you for that, oh God.
Thank you, God,
even right now, getting out of your way and allow you to use me as a mouthpiece to speak to your people, oh God, to share the word that you have given me. Not my word, thy word. Mm-hmm. Father God, some are going to be lifted up today. Some are going to be encouraged. And all are going to be blessed, oh God. And you and only you will get the glory. We say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name, oh God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We realize, God, you have not forgotten us. We just didn't all come to you at the same time. It has always been about God's timing for each and every last one of us. Just know this, whenever he gives it to you, it's still on time. Thank Amen. You. We love you. We honor and adore you. Have your way with this word right now, oh God. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah.
I've been jumping around in this room so much, I done got tired. Woo. I had to come sit down. So I go, I'm out of breath. Because that whole ice cream thing, I tell you, that just blessed me right then. When I started telling the story, I went, wow. It's only because we all did not come to her at the same time. Mm-hmm. But she had the blessing sitting there waiting on every last one of us.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. Thank
God,
you, God.
God be the
We thank God for this word that's getting ready to come forth.
Yes, Lord.
God is good, good, good. He's so good. Here we go. Thank you, God. Have your way. He said the title of this message is A Living Sacrifice. A Living Sacrifice. Yeah. Here we go. We are going to be coming from Gospel. Yes, sir. You know, the Gospels are in the middle of your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are. We're coming from the Gospel of Luke. Thank you, God. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 through 37.
Amen.
I'm going to do Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 27, and then I'm going to do verses 28 through 37, but it's still all Luke chapter 10. Verses 25 through 37. Amen. Here we go. One day an expert in the law stood up to test him. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit life? What is written in the law? Jesus replied. How do you read it? And so, in other words, Jesus tell him, what do you see written in the law? And he's also saying, now how are you interpreting that? Mm-hmm. Because when he said, now how do you read it, he says, how do you interpret that, right? And so the expert in the law, he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Yes,
you have
Lord.
Answered correctly, Jesus said. Do this and you will live. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. He said, do this and you will live. Wow, I don't even think anybody paid that any attention, that's what it's going to take to live. Verse 29, I'm going to come back and wrap it up for you. Verse 29 says, but wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, who is my neighbor? Jesus took up this question and said, there was a man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and when he fell into the hands of robbers, they stripped, beat him, and then they went away, leaving him half dead. Verse 31, now by chance, a priest was going down the same road, but when he saw him, he passed to the other side. Okay? When he saw the man that was half dead, been beaten and everything, he crossed the street to go to the other side. Okay? So, too, when a Levite came to the spot, he saw him, and he, too, passed to the other side. But when a Samaritan on a journey came upon him, he looked down at him and had compassion. My goodness, glory to God. Verse 34. He went to him and bandaged his wound, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put him on his animal, brought him to an inn, and said, take care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Take care of him, he said, and on my return, I will repay you for any additional expenses. Verse 36, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who had fallen into the hands of robbers? The one who showed him mercy, replied the expert in the law. Then Jesus told him, go and do likewise. My goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
The title of this message is A Living Sacrifice. Thank you, God. I tell you what, you just got to know the word of God. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. We don't understand. Help me, Holy Ghost. I want nobody trying to hit me. You know, when you say stuff that people don't like, they want to blacken your eye. And you sitting there going, wait a minute. I'm just a messenger. I didn't write the word. I'm just delivering a message. You know, that just lets you know that God says something they don't want to hear right now. But mm-hmm. they still want to do what they want to do. Come on now.
Yes.
Don't try to jack up the preacher. The preacher is only delivering what God gave him to deliver.
Amen.
I'm not the chef. I'm the server. Okay? The chef did the cooking. He gave it to me to serve. If you don't like it, then I got to take the food back and tell the chef, oh, they didn't like it. They said, oh, my goodness, glory to God. They said it was too spicy. Wow. You know what that means? When it's too spicy, it's too hot. When it's too hot, it makes you sweat. Whenever God's word comes across and it's too hot for you because it's hitting home, you get to sweating. You don't like it. You're ready to go.
Mm-mm.
You don't want to stay there for the rest of the service.
That's right.
You try to make an excuse. Oh, excuse me, I got to get to the bathroom. No, no, God's saying some stuff you don't want to hear, that's all.
Okay.
My goodness, glory to God.
Yes.
I want y'all to know that when God gave me this word, I looked it up. I said, God, I got to break it down for them so they understand what the Samaritan, who were the Samaritans. And he says that, you're right, they need to know. The Samaritan was a mutt. You know, in our terms, a mutt is like a German Shepherd and a pit bull. They got together, had a baby, and now because the baby is mixed with both of them, they call the dog a mutt.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't have one nationality. You the cross between a pit bull and a shepherd.
Yes.
So they don't look at you and go, oh, you a shepherd. They don't look at you and go, oh, you a pit bull. No, they look at you and go, that's a mutt.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've been mixed with two breeds, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the Good Samaritan, the Samaritan was a mutt. Because the Samaritan, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Mm-mm. I got to tell you what they was crossed between. Yeah. The Samaritan was a cross between the Jews and, I'm trying to see the name. Lord, I ain't even write it down. Excuse me. Okay, I'm going to come back and make sure I give y'all who they was a cross between. Okay, But the most important thing, because they were mutts, and I'm going to come back and give you that answer, because the Samaritans were mutts, mm-hmm. a cross between two nationalities, mm-hmm. the Jews didn't like them.
Right.
Right? And mm-hmm. so we know that the Jews looked down on them.
Yes.
You know, like they was dirty, they was nobody. How do we know that there was such hostility between the Samaritans and the Jews? Because when Jesus was sitting at the well, and he looked at the woman at the well, he said, can you give me some of that water?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, how you talking to me? You know I'm a Samaritan, and can you give me some of the water? She's mesmerized because you know the Jews and the Samaritans, we had rivalry. We don't even get along.
Exactly.
Jews don't like Samaritans.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus sitting up there at the well saying, I come to change that. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I've come to set things in order. Right? You're not going to dislike someone because of their nationality. You're going to dislike them because they did something to you. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can only dislike them for a second because now you got to come back and forgive them. My
goodness. That's
right. Good God. Mm-hmm. That's for another day. So now, people think Good Samaritan, that these Samaritans were special people that did such wonderful things to be called Good Samaritan. No.
Because
guess what? You could be called a Good Samaritan. You know what? Let me put it to you this way. If that was a Caucasian, just a regular Caucasian that went to help that dude, they would have said, oh, the good Caucasian. If it was a good African-American that helped that dude, they would have been said, oh, the good African-American.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter who the Samaritan was. The only thing that made them good was because of the story that Jesus was telling. He was telling the story that there was a man that got beat up and robbed and left for dead. And when glory to God, this is good stuff. When the priest came by, who should have been the first one to come to his aid, the priest came by, he saw the man, he crossed to the other side of the street so he wouldn't have to pay him no attention.
Mm-hmm.
Act like and he didn't see him. Says a Levi came, he crossed to the other side of the street. Now, understand that the priest and the Levi, you know what they are equivalent to today? A pastor and a minister. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the title that they would be today.
Mm-hmm.
So the priest or the pastor or the Levi or the minister saw the man half dead and they crossed the street. Now, who's expecting a pastor or a minister to see someone in the street hurting like that, but just so you don't have to help them, you cross to the other side and act like you don't see them?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then here comes the little Puerto Rican, and I got to put it in terms where everybody can understand. So if just stay with me. Don't look at all these nationalities I'm calling out. It means nothing. So the Puerto Rican comes, and he sees him. Oh, my goodness. What happened? Oh, so he starts bandaging him up
mm-hmm.
with his little horse to the nearest place where he can get some help. He says, please help him. If this is not enough, when I come back, I'm going to bring you more money.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say it like this because the Samaritan didn't make them good. It's what they did
that made them good.
Yes.
Amen.
It just so happened that it was a Samaritan. Like I said, if it was a Caucasian, if it was an African-American, if it was a Puerto Rican, if it was a Chinese Jew, it didn't matter. If you were the one to stop and give aid to that person that was hurt,
uh-huh.
God put a good in front of whoever you was. And so now we see that. The Oh, let me back all the way up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We see that expert in the law, he was saying, what must I do to inherit life?
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, how can I have eternal life? Right? What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus says, what does the law say? And how are you interpreting the law? I love this part. He says, what does the law say and how are you interpreting it?
Mm.
You know why? Because he says to all of us, in all thy getting, get understanding. If you don't understand what's in my word, you can, oh my goodness, glory to God, you cannot apply it to your daily life because you don't know what it means. Right?
Right.
So now we see that he says, what does the law say and how are you interpreting it? What do you understand the law to say? You know why? I can't hold you accountable until I know that you understand what you have read. So the man says, well, it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Well, you got to understand, Jesus looked at him. He said, you've answered correctly. Huh? But you got to understand, on the first word that the man said to him, it says he was trying to test Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah. He was trying to test him. And it's, I love this because it says, one day, an expert in the law stood up to test him.
Yes.
I'm sorry. The word says an expert in the law. You have to hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. The Holy Ghost is saying the expert who is equivalent to a teacher was trying to test Jesus, who is equivalent to Beelzebub. Okay, so now you got a teacher trying to test the principal.
Come on now.
It does not matter how smart the teacher is. You are not smarter than the principal because he has to know just about everything every one of these teachers in here know in order to be the principal.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
And he's going to be over all of the teachers. He's got to be smarter. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God.
Come on.
He's got to be smarter or he has to know more than the teachers. So here's the teacher trying to test the principal. It says, you know, y'all stay with me here. It says the expert in the law stood up to test him. You're an expert in the law. Jesus was the law.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on now.
Yes. Good.
You was an expert in the law. Jesus was the law. The law was written rules and regulations of how to do things. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. The law was written regulations on how you are to do things, right? Right. So we know that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So if the law is a, if the law is written regulation, then guess who Jesus is? Jesus is the regulation. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, Lord.
So even though you're an expert in the regulation, Jesus was the regulation. Come on now.
Yes, yes.
My goodness, glory to God. Woo! So how can you, the teacher, test the principle? You can't test the principal. Now, granted, nowadays, it's probably a little easier to become a principal than it was in earlier days.
Yes.
Principals had to really know a lot. And so Jesus, he's sitting there with an expert in the law trying to test the law. I am the law. What you doing, man? I am the word. You can't test me on me. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. What sense does that make? Wow. So in the process of him trying to test Jesus, he asked a question and Jesus came back with a question. Jesus didn't answer him. Oh, y'all didn't even realize that. You know, he said, don't ask a question behind a question. Well, he asked, how can I have eternal life? And Jesus said to him, well, what's in the law? He didn't answer him. He asked him a question. Come
yes.
on, my goodness, good.
Wow,
God.
That was perfect, Pastor Kathy. Perfect.
Come on now. Yeah. He said, how can I? Ooh. He said, yeah. So in other words, he's saying, if you haven't read my word, then you're not going to know what it takes to have this life that I speak of.
Wow.
If you read my word, you will know what it takes. He tells her, he says, well, what's written? And then tell me how you're interpreting it. Because, Kathy, they need to know. It doesn't matter that you can read the Bible every single day, 365 days a year, if you don't have understanding.
That's right.
He didn't say in all thy getting, get all the words. He said in all thy getting, get understanding.
That's right. Yes, he did.
I don't care how much you get. I need you to understand that what you've gotten.
Mm-mm.
My goodness, glory to God.
Because
guess what? It's no sense. And you go on the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, graduate from high school, go to college, and you don't know nothing.
Well?
Why? You can't want skipping you along. You could say A, B, C. They skip you to the second grade. One, two,
that's
three.
Right.
They skip you to the third grade. Two times two is 40. Get you on. So you got 1A and all the rest of the C. You don't know nothing.
Mm.
And then when you get to college, and the first thing college students that don't know nothing say is, I can't take college. The teachers don't come in there and try to teach you. They give you the stuff and get you to teach yourself. No. They're expecting that you know something on a college level that when you get there, you recognize that teacher is not going to do what the eighth grade teacher, what the third grade teacher, what the first grade teacher was supposed
all right.
to do. They were supposed to prepare you how to learn through your reading.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why you think they got books all along the way? Huh? Even if the teacher is explaining something to you, you still got a book because you got to read the rest of it.
Oh, yes.
They're going to give you the first two lines, and they said, don't forget to read pages 33 through 29, 29 through 33. Okay? And you're going, wait, that's all you're going to explain? Yeah. They gave you the gist of it.
That's it. The rest
now,
of it.
Now, you know what they will tell you? They'll look at you and they'll go, now, if you have any problems understanding it and knowing how to do it, contact me on this number. And I'll set up a time to wait for you after class to show you the rest.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So guess what? That's what God did. God says, and all thy getting, get understanding. If you don't, oh my goodness, glory to God, watch this. If you don't understand it, I have a teacher on board 24/7.
Yes.
that will
Hallelujah.
Break it down for your learning.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Now, guess what? The way that the Holy Ghost explains it to me may not be the way that the Holy Ghost explains it to Bishop Jake. It may not be the way that he explained it to Moses. Why? Because we're all different individuals, and we understand differently.
That's right. Amen.
So now what he's done is he said, hey there, Johnny, I need you to create an NIV. Hey there, Billy, I need you to create an American Standard. Hey there, Sally, I need you to create NIV. Hey there. And when you look, you're going, what's all these different interpretations of the Bible?
Hey.
The Bible has been broken down.
Yes.
So that we can gain understanding of it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
But then guess what? He also says, be very, very careful.
That's right.
Okay. He says, be very, very careful in how you break down the word. He says, do not add to it and do not take away from it. If you add one word, you're going to change what I was saying. If you take away one word, you'll change what I am saying.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to know to read the NIV, New Living Bible, American Standard. You've got to read them, and then you have to cross-reference them with the King James Version.
Yes.
To make sure nothing's been added and nothing's been taken out.
Yes, thank you.
Why?
God.
So
thank
that
you.
When you get understanding, you gain the understanding of it that you're supposed to gain.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? There are some Bibles out there, the good news, I'm not going to say what they are.
Oh, I know.
There are some Bibles out there.
Yes.
Trust me. Listen to the language, the tone of the words in that Bible.
Yes.
There's one of those Bibles, every time I read that, I say, oh, I got to get rid of this thing.
I refuse to buy it.
Because the tone in it is so angry.
Yes,
it
is so angry.
You go, wait a minute, that ain't how the Bible reads.
Uh-uh.
So you've got to know to cross-reference with the King James so that you're staying on point. So I got to bring this in for a close. Now watch. You see the expert in the law.
Yes.
Woo,
come on.
Trying to test
Give
the
it
law.
To us.
And guess what? He says, you have said right. He says, and love your neighbor as yourself. You said you answered correctly. Now, he want to justify himself, right?
Yes.
He want to be funny. He going to look at Jesus and go, well, who is my neighbor?
Hey.
And that's when Jesus went into the whole story about the man that was suffering, the priest that walked by, the Levi that walked by, and the Samaritan, even though they were frowned upon, they didn't like him because there was hostility between them and the Jews, the Samaritan became a good Samaritan because he went, saw him, picked him up, and took him to get help.
Yes.
That's what made him good. And God is saying, a living sacrifice, oh my goodness, glory to God. I'm going to tell y'all this and then I'm going to have to close. A living sacrifice, read Romans 12:1. He says, therefore, I exhort you, brothers, through the compassion of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy to God, well-pleasing, which is your reasonable service. So you ought to present your body as a living sacrifice. You know what that means? That means that God should be able to use you anytime he wants to.
Amen.
Yeah. There's no cross in the street when you see someone needing help. There's no pretending you ain't got no money when you see someone need food. There's no pretending there's not enough room in your house when someone is homeless and you say, I'm going to be praying for you. No, sometimes it takes a little more than prayer.
True.
So mm-hmm. when you're wondering who's your neighbor, because God said they're not being neighborly right now.
That's right.
You know what I mean? We're not mm-hmm. looking out for one another. We've gotten back to, shoot, I got to take care of me and mine. I ain't worried about all that. I'm worried about me and my household. Really? What if Jesus was worried about him and his household? Huh? And he didn't think about us enough to come down here and give his life for us.
Yes.
Because him and his household had not committed any sin.
That's right. Absolutely.
Huh? But he put mm-hmm. his household aside to come and see about your household and your household and your household and my household. He presented himself as a living sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think you're going to imitate Jesus, you better imitate him to the law.
Amen.
Be kind to one another. Be forgiving. Help one another out. Share your lunch when you see someone sitting there and they're not eating. All you got to do is say, would you like some?
Mm-hmm.
Chances are they're going to be so embarrassed. They're going to say, no, it's okay. I'm good. But you did what you were supposed to do. You offered them some. Now, don't offer them some saying, I hope they don't want any. Then you might as well keep those and offer it. Anybody that knows me, no food. As much as I love food, I don't think about food like that. When I go in somewhere, I go, oh, what you doing? You ain't got no plate? Hold on, let me get you a plate. No, we got plenty.
Yeah.
It ain't even my food. My boss used to hate me for that.
Because you
she said,
love
who that plate's for? I said, she over there. She's still on the computer. She can't come get a plate. I said, he getting ready to come. I got to get him a plate. She said, Kathy, stop making plates for everybody. We don't have enough food. Yes, we do. And I tell you the truth. It doesn't matter if I made a plate for 6 people or 9 people. We mm-hmm. always had leftovers.
Amen.
You've got to present yourself as a living sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
God gave up his mm-hmm. life. You can't mm-hmm. give up your lunch. You can't give up your last $2. He gave up his life. He was the living sacrifice.
Yes, yes.
If Jesus was here, he'd look at every one of us and go, what have you done for me lately? Amen. Mm-hmm. God bless you guys.
Pastor Kathy,
back to you,
before you close us out,
yes.
You were supposed to come back with the difference between the Jews and the Samaritans.
Yes, ma'am. You keep on talking. Let me get it for you right quick. Yeah.
Okay.
Just keep talking. I'm going to have it.
Amen. I ain't going to let you get away with that one because we got a
I
lot
know
of
you ain't.
On Facebook, YouTube,
Woo!
And stuff. No difference.
Woo!
Hallelujah, Jesus.
My goodness,
they need
good
to
God.
Know the difference.
It was, they were a mixed race. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God. The mixed race was between Cornell. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Oh. It's Judaism
mm-hmm.
and the Israelites. You know what that means? My goodness, mm-hmm. go to God. You know what Judaism was? They didn't believe in God, right? They had their own kind of religion. So the mixed race, they were not true Israelites, but they weren't all the way Judaism, you know. And I'm looking at it right now. It says the Jews regarded Samaria as a mixed race, not true Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So they were stuck between the Jewish and the pagan heritage, which means they knew of Yahweh. They hadn't accepted him fully. So they were in between.
That's right.
Right? So that's mm-hmm. why the Israelites say, you're not really a pit bull because you mixed with shepherds. Right? Because they knew they were pagan and Israelites, so they were mixed. Judaism or pagans, they weren't all the way belonging to Christ. They weren't just an Israelite. So they wasn't a true chosen person. They were half and half.
And that was the Samaritans.
The Samaritans.
And the Jews.
Paganism.
Mm-hmm.
The Jews were just Jews. The Samaritans were mixed with Israelites and the Judaism. Right? You got to look it up to see it all because I can't give it all to you. But the pagan or the Judaism, they were not really God's chosen.
Uh-huh.
Right? Everybody else that wasn't an Israelite was not really God's chosen. So if they mixed with a little bit, that's why the Israelites really had hostility towards them because they knew they were mixed.
Yes. But
right? They weren't
full-blown
Israelites. Yes,
can I
ahead.
Just read you
please.
A little part? Verse 10 and 33, the commentary, that's Luke 10, 33. And the commentary said, a deep hatred existed between the Jews and the Samaritans. The Jews saw themselves as pure descendants of Abraham, while the Samaritans were a mixed race produced when Jews from the northern kingdom intermarried with other peoples after Israel's exile. And you'll see that in 953. To this legal expert, the person least likely to act correctly would be the Samaritan. In fact,
there you go.
He did not even say the word Samaritan in answer to Jesus' question. This expert's attitude betrayed his lack of the very thing that he had earlier said the law commanded, which was love. That's
right.
The commentary.
So, it was not to find out who was his real neighbor. His thing was to justify what he was doing, right?
Uh-huh.
So he's like, I don't know who's my neighbor. And Jesus gave him the parable about the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan wasn't worried that that was another Samaritan. It was a person in need of help.
Amen.
That's who your neighbor is. Anyone who needs your help.
Yes.
They become your neighbor.
That's
Come
right.
on now.
They can be different.
That's
ways,
why he said
colors.
You're a living
it
sacrifice. He was a living sacrifice. He died on the cross for us. You are a living sacrifice. Give up your lunch to the person that doesn't have it. Give that person your last $2. God will make sure before you get home, you got $4.
Come on now. Won't he do it? Won't he do
it? You know what? And that's the funny part. Everybody keeps saying, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yes, he will do it.
Absolutely.
But God is looking at us going, but when will you? We know I'll do it because I'm God. But when will you do it?
But when will we do it?
When will you become a living sacrifice?
That's
when
true.
Will you start thinking about others outside of you and your household?
Yes.
God was not just thinking about his household when he sent Jesus down here. Because they knew no sin.
Yes.
He was thinking about all of us.
Yes, he was.
And guess what? As he could think of all of us, you mean to tell me we can't think of one another? We don't even have to think of a third of who he was thinking of when he sent his only begotten son.
Yes.
Okay? All we got to do is think of, here it is, think of our neighbors.
Amen.
That person who stands in need, and we can see their need.
Amen.
They don't have
and
to ask you. Guess what? And here's the other thing before I close out. They don't have to ask you for what they need, because guess what? That man was laying there almost to death. He didn't ask that Samaritan for help. He was just laying there. A lot of times people go, well, how I know they needed anything? They didn't ask.
Yes, right.
They don't have to ask.
That's right.
You can see the need.
Yes.
As I can look around the room and I can see somebody hungry. Mm. Come on now. And they're thinking, well, they didn't invite me into the office, so I know that food is not for me. I don't care. I walk in there and go, you ain't got no food? Hold on. Hold on. I just don't think I know, Miss Kathy. It's okay. I said, no, we got plenty. It ain't even my food. They bought it for the office, but I don't care. I done ran and got somebody a plate, took it back to her, and then I got to take the heat because she look at me, Miss Kathy, you need to start giving everybody this food. Why?
Kathy,
you think we ain't got enough?
That is what your mother instilled in you. She always said everybody else before she.
You know what? I try to tell people, and they think that I am not. I don't know what I'm talking about. My mother said Puerto Ricans. She said the Italians. She didn't care who they were. They come walking by her, they're going to eat.
Amen.
And whatever we had, you know what? I'm so glad you brought that out because I am so glad that my mother, your mother, did not instill in us that selfishness, that we don't think about others. We're not worried that someone else needs us. And I'm talking about the preachers because that thing says the priest and the Levite crossed across the street.
Yes.
So that means you got pastors out there, ministers, and they won't even become a neighbor to you and help you when they know you're in need.
Okay? And you know, since you said that, Pastor Kathy, I thought about that pastor in Brooklyn, the one that they came into church and robbed him, how he was taking the congregation money and how he had all the dressed in his jewelry and fine cars and stuff, and those robbers came in there and they robbed him because he wouldn't help the people. Okay, so God don't. I wanted to say God don't like
ugly. I have to leave you with this. Everybody, every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, everyone is not out there doing wrong.
No,
you got some pastors. You got some bishops, you got some apostles, got some. God has a whole lot of folks out there still doing the right thing, still showing neighborly, godly love.
Yes.
But you have a handful that are not.
Not.
And what happens is the world always concentrates on the ones that are not doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or so than all the rest of them that are. That are folks that are still doing good things in this world.
Amen.
But the world is only seeing the handful that are not. Amen.
Right.
I don't want
Amen.
You to think every pastor out there, every bishop, every apostle, you got some real good pastors out there. You got some real good evangelists, real good prophets. You got a whole lot of good out there. Okay?
Amen.
You got a
whole lot
of good folks out there. But you still got a few that are not. And what God is saying to us today, which one are you? Are you the one that is presenting your body as a living sacrifice? Or are you the one that's over there being selfish? That's what God is saying. I'm not worrying about all of them. I want you to worry about you. Are you doing the neighborly, the godly thing, showing love, kindness, tenderness to others? Or are you the one that's being selfish and hiding and don't want to share and don't want to help nobody? God says, you got to choose you this day. Who you going to serve?
Yes, Lord.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Who are you going to serve? Is it going to be me or the one that's trying to impersonate me? Amen.
Okay.
God bless you guys.
Sorry to let you go over time, Pastor Kathy. God bless you for this wonderful word. I hope and pray that each and every one of our listeners tonight got something out of this message.
God bless you guys. Love you.
Love you too.
Thank you, God.
And
thank you, God.
Our listeners got 704-724 and 980-417. God bless you, and thank you for showing up in the spirit.
Miss Kathy.
Someone is trying to say something. Go ahead. Go ahead, dear. Go ahead.
No, this is Theo, Pastor Kathy. I was just saying that I can hold and believe what you're saying as far as, you know, people actually out there being selfish or whatever. Because I see sometimes when I'm here, you know, at my house, and I'm by myself, and they're like, you know, Theo, why are you cooking all that food? And I said, well, I know there's someone out there is going to need or want to eat or want to have a plate. And I said, I just thank God to give me the ability to be able to get over this stove and cook this food because I know I have, you know, a good, you know, gift to give to someone else.
Amen.
So that's why I said, if you don't get it, 9 out of 10, he's going to make sure that he take it.
Mm-hmm.
So you always
that's right. You're going to run out when you should have
yeah, you
more than
it.
Enough. You know what? Mm-hmm. I'm so glad Theo addressed that because he's one of the ones. You know, I told y'all this dude, he's always on my back. Oh, is that a God thing? Boy, stop. But the thing is, when I would be over in my office still having to do, because I had to lead the meeting, he would come and go, Miss Kathy, we brought you a plate. I go, oh, fucking now. You know, and as well, he knows. Miss Kathy going to go around the whole office and make sure everybody eats. So when I get myself in the office and I can't eat, Bill would come and he go, Miss Kathy, got you a plate. I said, oh, shut your mouth. Take that plate. Why? Because everybody's looking. Everybody is looking, and guess what? They ought not to see you. They ought to see God operating
God
through
you.
Amen?
Right. Amen.
God bless you guys. I love you guys. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody. Love you
good
guys.
Night.
Good night. And on that note,
good night,
we are out.